It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD's newest rail line opens today. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The N line stretches from downtown Denver, 13 miles north to Thornton and North Glen. RTD had to borrow hundreds of millions of dollars for it, and now is facing big budget cuts, just as the pandemic has cut ridership across the system. But RTD board director Vince Buzik says the project will be worth it in the long run.
I think ultimately getting this done, I mean, the debt is a downside. It's something that we're going to have to deal with, but I think ultimately it's going to be a benefit to these communities along the line.
The line will be free to ride all week. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Some Denver high school students want their history classes to better reflect Black, Indigenous, and Latinx contributions. They've taken a resolution to the Denver Public School Board. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Sophomore Donnie Austin is one of four students advocating for the change. It wasn't until she took a school trip last year to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C., that she learned her true history.
When you look at the Black education, you look at slavery, the civil rights movement. They don't teach us about the kings and queens that happened before slavery.
The resolution, which seeks to overhaul kindergarten through 12th grade curriculum, goes before the board Thursday. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
High school football teams that are playing this fall start practice this week. Today's the deadline for school districts to decide whether they are playing in the fall. Many districts have already decided to play. The Denver Nuggets are down 2-0 in their playoff series with the L.A. Lakers. The Nuggets lost a close game 2 on Sunday. The teams meet again tomorrow. They're playing for the Western Conference title and a shot at the NBA championship. Partly cloudy skies along the Front Range today. Some haze and smoke still in the air and highs in the 80s around Colorado Springs and in Metro Denver today and through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.